On my way to give the shmuz 3 minutes ago. So if you're Mishur tells me, you hear Yes Binyamin? You hear they're sending us to Rosh Hashanah without the generals. Hashem took away all the generals and says, go make yourself Rosh Hashanah without them. That was his line.
I got it 15 minutes ago.
That's what he timed it. So I reminded or a Medrash, it's a Furush Medrash. The Medrash says that the lion was angry at all the animals. The Medrash rabbits, I forget the Medrash, I saw the Medrash inside, yeah. The lion was angry at the animals. And he decided we have to go be mefayis him. We have to go appease him. Who's going to go? No one wants to go. So the fox says, I'm going to go. Why are you going to go? Because I know 300 mishalim. And he likes to hear stories, he likes to hear mishalim. I know 300 mishalim, I'm going to tell him 300 mishalim. And listen to the Mishalim, and he'll feel much calmer, and everything will be okay. But you come with me, and I'm gonna go and I'll tell him the Mishalim. They went, and he stopped in the middle of the way, and he says, oh, I forgot 100 Mishalim. I only know 200. So he said, 200 is also enough. They went on, and he stopped in the middle of the way and said, I don't know what happened to me, I forgot another 100. All I know is 100 mishalim. So he says, it's okay, 100 mishalim. You know, 100 mishalim, that's good enough. When they got to the door of the king, the fox said, I forgot everything. The average one should go in and be mefayis the king with what he has. Ad kan divrei ha-medrash. It seems that you need a fox. A fox is the muscle of the wise, the smart. People say it's sly, but the Medrash uses him not as a sly, as a smart animal. Which means if he would have said everyone should go and do his own, no one wants to go. You're not going to get anyone to get to Hashem. But he says, I go with me, everything will be okay. Come along with me, and everything will be okay. And part of the way he tells him, listen, I need your help also, because I'm not... And by the way, he says, listen, I need your help. And finally gets there and says, listen, it's all up to you. I made a bris the day after Rosh Hashanah. A few days after Rosh Hashanah, so I said, I wrote the bris. One of my children, I made a bris a few days after Rosh Hashanah. I said, it says in Pasuk, Sos anoich alim etzach kmitzah shal lerov. Chazal say the Pasuk, Sos anoich alim etzach kmitzah shal lerov goes on bris milah. See, look at the Pasuk, Sos anoich alim etzach kmitzah shal lerov, it sounds strange. Because shalol means booty of the war. What you gained from the war, right? We had a mecham, and you fought, and you were mistaken yourself with a big danger, and you went with serious nefesh, and you won with the last koiches, and you get shalol. And the Pasuk says, "Can might say shalol rov," like someone who finds a lot of shalol. How can you find shalol? You walk down the street, you find that's not shalol. You just that's a metziah. Shalom means booty, something that you worked for, that you fought for. And moitzei means something you find. How could it be moitzei shalom? Moitzei shalom is a stir zebezeh. Stir min eubei. Moitzei means I'm walking down the street, whistling a tune, and oh, look what I found. Hey, yuffy. That's moitzei. Shalom means I fought with my last breath. It was a fight. That's shalom. How can moitzei shalom? So I said, I'll give you a dugma of moitzei shalom. Let's imagine we're 2,000 years ago, in the days of the Romans. And there's one fellow that Hashem gave him a lot of chokhmah, and he invented a tank. A tank. So one day he gets to the moon and says, you know, I think today I'm going to capture a city. What do you say? So he gets into the tank. It's a hot day. He puts on the air conditioner. And he's a little bored, so he puts on the tape recorder. And hears music in the air conditioner, and he's driving through the streets. And he finally gets to the city. Gets to the city, there's a big wall around the city. And he gives one shot into the wall, and the whole city shakes. They don't know what hit them. Okay, he gives another shot, and there's a big hole in the wall. They see what's happening. They all open up the back door, and they all run out. He gets off his tank, whistles a tune, walks into the city, picks up all the booty, puts on the tank, and goes on. Should I capture another tank today, another city today, or it's enough for one day? Right? He was moitzei shalom. He's moitzei shalom. So he said, Avraham Avinu fought his whole life. It says in Chazal, Rashi brings it down, that Avraham Avinu was shoylit on 243 Avraham. There were 5 Avraham that he was not shoylit on. 243 is Gematria Avram, without the hay. After he did Mila, he was shoylit another 5 Avraham. That's what Rashi said. It's Chazal. Avraham is Gematria 248. His whole life he's fighting. It's not going. And then he does Mila and he gets another five, just like that, just for the asking. Over here you have a little kid, he's 8 days old, you make a bris, he's Moitzei Shalom. He's Moitzei Shalom. He can now win over the fort. The gigantic fort of his Avarim, to show this on his Avarim, just like that, with Bismillah. So, Sanaich Alim Etzecha, Kemoitzei Shalom Rav, something like Kemoitzei Shalom Rav. I said, this pasuk, Kemoitzei Shalom, is also said before Tkir Shefa. It's one of the psuk that we say before Tkir Shefa. So, it's saying, Anaich Alim Etzecha, Kemoitzei Shalom Rav. In the war of Rosh Hashanah. What's going on in Rosh Hashanah? It's a war and it's not moving. We start davening, and Hashem says in Svarim, Hashem is Yoyishiva Kisei Din. And we put in more kriches and more kriches and more kriches. Hashem is Yoyishiva Kisei Din. Things aren't moving. It's not happening. And then we start, okay, Chazos Hashanah, let's try now. It doesn't work. Then we take a shefer, we blow shefer. Hashem listens to the shefer. Oymed mekisei rachmim yoshev akisiti. An anabam. Moitzei sholevav. Sos anoich alim v'secho, ka moitzei sholevav. That's what I said at the time. I think, my feeling is, That the shayfa is the fax. The shayfa is the fax, which means everything will be okay. Take it easy. Let's get to Rosh Hashanah. You blow shayfa, everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. When you get to Rosh Hashanah, no, it's not enough. You have to listen, we need you also. You have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rabbi Yoyah said, we took all the generals, we took everything, you have a shayfa, the shayfa is not. It's not going to do the job by itself. You have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have everything going. Everything should do his job. Do what you can. I'm going to go. I'm terrified of Rosh Hashanah. To be okay, you have a shayfa, you have everything, and everything is okay. You have slichas, you have a shayfa, you have a way of doing things. Everything's okay. When you get there, then they tell us, no. The shayfa is just a way that you should be mamlecha kodesh baruch. We'll take the shayfa. Don't worry. We'll take the shayfa. But the point is to be mamlecha kodesh baruch, and that you have to do on your own. I'll try in the kitzah, the fi mir jicholti, to try to explain what this hamlachas hakadosh baruch hu is. I don't know if I have time to explain why it's b'shefer, but I'll try belina to explain what's going on over here. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah like this: Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Right, Rabbi Yehuda was talmid of Rabbi Kiva. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Kiva. I don't remember the exact lashon, but in Pesach, Hashem tells us, Hashem knows that Pesach is the time of Tevuah. Hashem says, bring before me Oimer. You bring before the Oimer, you bring Makiv Oimer, then I'll bless your Tevuah. Shavuos is the time of Peiros Ilan. Hashem says, give me Shtei HaLechem, and I'll bless your Peiros Ilan. I'll bless your fruits. Sukkos is the time when Nidoinim Alamayim. It's before the rains. Hashem says, "Be menasech mayim b'chag, do nisach mayim, and I'll bless you, and I can give you a lot of rain this year." And Hashem said, "The brayta continues." And Hashem said, "Say malchiz zechayin shayfas amash shana, malchiz shikadei shetam lichuni aleichem, zechayinois kadei sheyale the rotzayin, kadei sheyale zechayinichem the rotzayin lefanai." B'ma b'sheifa. That's what this says. Say, Malchus Rein Sheifus. Malchus, in order that you should make me a king, you should crown me. It's a choynus that I should remember you the table. B'ma b'sheifa. The man seems to be saying that just like when Hashem says, bring Oimer, not for me, for you. And bring Shtei Alechem, not for me, for you. And give me Nisach HaMayim, not for me, for you. Malchus Zechayin Shefer is not for me, it's for you. If you, Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Malchus, you say Zechayin, you say Shefer, then you're going to have a good year. So Shefer, Zechayin, I could understand more or less. But Malchus, the Gemara doesn't explain why it's here Malchus. What it says, Aymer, is that you have a good four. Shtei Alechem, you should have a good Paris. In this Chamayim, you should have good rain. Malch is the Chayin Shoifus, in order that you should be Mamlechmi, and etc. And one doesn't explain, but the Mashmoyis is, just like Pesach, Shvu, Sukkos, it's for you till I should be Mashpia, Hamloch is a good book that I should be Mashpia on you. And in Isaac Hayes, I'll try and explain the way the Fimidja holds it. A king. Today we don't know what a king is. Right? Today we have a prime minister or a president, which is a very, very pale demean to a king. Right? You could tell the prime minister exactly what you think about him, and you can tell the president exactly what you think about him, and he'll need you because you have to vote for another 4 years. And he needs your vote, and that's the matziv today. But used to be a king was something much, 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 much higher than any musig that we have today of Moshe. So I can't explain. We don't have a king that we could look at, right? So we have to see what Chazal explained the king. A few simonim. And Chazal, what a king is. First of all, the Gemara says that a king is someone who only gives. Only gives. The Gemara in the Nedarim says that if someone makes a neder, you will not have any hanor for me until you give my children some candies. It's more or less that was the medrash. That was the neder he made. You will never have enough for me unless you give my children some candies. And the Gemara goes into why he made this neder. And Lo explains because he said, it seems that this fellow, right, Reuven made a neder to Shimon. Shimon, you'll never have enough to me until you give my children some candies. It seems that this Shimon was using Reuven, was mooching. Right? He was asking for, and Reuven was giving him. Until Reuven got tired of it. And the Gemara says, Lav Malko Ano. I'm not a king that always gives and gives and gives and can't take. I'm not a king that always gives everything and you don't give me any hanor. That's Lashon HaGemara. I only give you hanor, you don't give me any hanor. Therefore, I'm giving. Ad kan. I'm making a net. You're not going to have hanor for me until you give my children something also. You also have to give. So the Gemara says, what's a melech? A melech is someone who gives and gives and gives and gives and takes nothing. That's the king. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, it says in Pasuk, melech v'mishpat yamid oretz. The Gemara says, if a dayan is like a melech, that he needs nothing, he doesn't take sheichad. Is like a melech that needs nothing, then yamid oretz. But if a dayan takes sheichad, then he'll ruin the world. I think what it says over there in Ksubis and Sanhedrin. The melech if a dayan is like a melech, what's a melech? Melech says someone who takes nothing, only gives. The fact that a melech takes taxes, it's not for himself, b'chla. That's for the country. I'm talking about a king who rules the way he's supposed to. Then there's a pasuk that Melech b'mishpat yamid oretz, v'oyiz Melech mishpat ohev. A king likes mishpat, which means like this: a king is here to serve the country. That's what a king does. He wants the toiva of the country. And how do you have the toiva of the country? The toiva of the country is if there's mishpat. If there's chesed, the country is going to go ruined. If there's mishpat, then the country will be standing. No marshal. You catch a couple of ganovim. So if you're going to have achmanus on them, and you say, okay, listen, you did it. Don't do it again, okay? And you let them free, you win the country. You win the country. If you want this country to be strong, melech v'mishpat yamid oretz. That's the job of a king. A king wants his country, he's serving the country, he gives everything he can to have this country well-founded, and what he does is mishpat. V'oiz melech mishpat ohev, he loves mishpat. That's what a king does. Mishpat. He makes sure that the king, that the country is running well. But a country runs only through mishpat. Now what happens if you catch a ganif? You catch a ganif. And the king says, listen, okay, we caught you. He's 20 years in jail. And he says, listen, it's my first time. And I really didn't have money. And my children are crying for food. And had no beer. I said I did wrong. I'm not going to do it again. But have a chman as my wife. Have my chman as my children. Are you going to ruin me? You're going to move my wife. You're going to move my children. You're going to do everything. I realize that I'm in big trouble. And have a chman as me. I'm not going to do it again. And I'm going to try to pay back. I'm going to try to build myself up, but just don't send me to jail for 20 years. I'm going to be, you're just going to kill me. That's all you're going to get out of it. What do we do now? Melech v'mishpat yamid oretz. However, there's a clown. Melech poetz geder. A melech kvik o geder. A shayfit l'mashal, for instance. A shayfit, a judge. He keeps his poetry together. don't know what they do today in Israel, in the States, or in South Africa, wherever it is. But a pitayah, if you have to aid him, that this fellow's chayiv mamon, and you want to sell him for nevet, he says not what to pay, and he starts crying and he starts saying to himself, it was my fault, and so on and so forth. That's halacha. I'm sorry, there's no aim rachmedin. Aim rachmedin, that's all. That's halacha. We can't help you. But a melech could do is melech peret geder. What's that melech peret geder? L'toivas the medina. L'toivas the medina. We need mishpat. But the melech thinks also about every yochid also. Sometimes we have to think about the tevet of the yochid. The tevet of the yochid is sometimes prepared together. The melech is this person who has this oil, who has this the shikul adas. We gave him the shikul adas. We gave him the koyach. Mitzad echad, you need mishpat. Mitzad sheni, you mischashi with the person and you say prepared together. You decide when melech mishpat yamid oritz. That's your main job. What is melech mishpat ohev? And when to prepare it together for a specific reason. Now, another mila of the king, another midah of a melech is there's something called a melech. There's something called a moishel. What's the between a melech and a moishel? Zok the goyin. A melech is someone who the nation accepted mibatz. And someone who is never accepted, but he's a dictator, or he rules the koyach without the rotten of the nation, that's called a moishel. I don't know if the goyin says it or I say it. I don't know if I heard this or I thought of it, but it says in pasuk ki Hashem hamlucha or moishel b'goyim. Hashem has melucha. Everyone's mamlech hakadosh baruch hu, but the goyim, at this point, is moishel. Is Moshe, because they don't accept him in words. Lai still accepts the Kodesh Baruch Hu in words. Hashem HaMlucha, Moshe Bagoyim. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Oilomim, Umemshaltocha B'chol Dor V'dor. Oilomim, all the Oilomim, forever and ever, that's talking about Asad Lavoi. Asad Lavoi, the Buddha Malchus. Dor V'dor is every generation that was talking in this world. In this world is Memshalah. Malchuscha, your Malchus Kol Eilamim. Forever and ever and ever, you're going to have Malchus. But in the meantime, Memshaltecha is b'chol dor v'dor. The Goyin says this on the Pasuk. HaMolech tim lechaleinu mashal tim shalbanu. The brothers told Joseph, you think, according to the cholim that Joseph had, the brothers surrounded Joseph and they made him a king. HaMolech Tim Lechalein, you can be a melech of it. Im! Moshel Tim Shabon. If anything, you'll be a moshel, but you're never going to be a melech. That's the guy who explains the pasuk of it. HaMolech Tim Lechalein, Im! If anything, Moshel Tim Shalein. Maybe you're going to rule over us with koyach, but the Russian will never, you forget it. We'll never accept you as a king. Forget it. That's the guy who says it with him. In the Chayyid, there's a difference between a melech and a moshel. Let's say two people, let's say you have a king. They made him into a king and everything screams, long live the king, long live the king. Phew, beautiful. There's two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven screaming with his breath, long live the king, accepting the Malchus, takes the Shefer, blows Shefer, crowning the king. What a happy, what a happy day. Shimon is standing there. No. Right? He doesn't say anything. He said tapped off. But he doesn't. He's not joining his. I'm not Mikhail's Malchus. I'm not Mikhail's Malchus. Okay. Reuven and Shimon. A few weeks later, they catch Reuven and Shimon. The Machteris. They both robbed the house. We take him before the king. The king has done it. And he says what he says. Let's say 15 years in jail. Reuven and Shimon will say, Adonino, do me a favor, you know, it's have achmanus and so on and so forth, look, Pneilo latlois va'alachatois. We say in Tzlichus. Look at all the things around. Don't look at the chet. Look at all. Look at everything. The king says, Reuven is my vassal. For the Medina, I have to do mishpat. But he's my vassal. I have to think about him also. Melech Pavitz Geder, he goes free. Shimon, you never accepted me as Mir Melech. You're not my vassal, Bechla. I know the Medina. I'm the king of this Medina. Whether I'm a Melech or a Moishul, I think the Tevis is a Medina. The difference is, if I think the Tevis is a person also, the Yochid. If the Yochid accepted me, so he's my vassal, so I think the Tevis also. If the Yochid never accepted me, I don't think the Tevis, I think the Tevis is a Medina. Tevis is a Medina, you gotta go to jail. Reuven, you, I have koyach to free. Shimon, you have no koyach to free you. Melech Peretz Geder, I'm not your Melech. You never accepted me as a Melech. Maybe I'm your Moshe. But a Moshe, Moshe can be Peretz Geder. A Moshe has to do mishpat. A Melech, that he has vassals, the Mekabel is Malchusoi. So he thinks about him, he has a Yochid over here. But you're not a Yochid for clapping me. You never accepted me as your Melech. When we get to Rosh Hashanah, the matzav is doesn't look good. Hashem decides what we do next year. Hashem created the world of Rosh Hashanah. Not exactly, but more or less, which means Adam Rishon was created Rosh Hashanah. Hashem created the world Chofayel today. And the sixth day, which is Rosh Hashanah, Hashem created the Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, when Hashem created him, then Adam Rishon was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're my Melech. Every year in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world anew. Adam Rishon is the epitome of creation of the world. So every year in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem creates the world anew. Which means, the Chaim Vital says like this. We think that I have a dinner Rosh Hashanah. Honestly, do I deserve, let's talk bluntly. Am I such a rosh that I deserve to die? No. I'm not a big tzaddik, I tell you the truth. I'm not a big tzaddik, but I was not on Shfichus Dam. I never killed a person. Not this year, at least. I don't remember this year. I remember Bechlal, but this year for sure. I didn't kill anyone. Mechal Shabbos, not that I remember. Gilei Rayos, I don't think so either. Avodah Zarah, I didn't go into church. I didn't book the church one time this year. So I'm doing fine. What's the problem? I'm a Chayiv Misa? No, I'm a Chayiv Misa. I'm not a big tzaddik. I'm a Chayiv Misa. What's the big deal? It's a mistake. Reb Chaim Vital says, Rosh Hashanah Tov Shein Ayin Beis, a year ago, Hashem sat Bedin, and He gave the world one more year. Which means if nothing happens, nothing changes, on Monday the world just disintegrates. The world has 1 year to last, and then we'll think new. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem has a shaila, what should I do with you? Should I create you anew or not? Should I create the world again or shouldn't I create the world again? That's a different question entirely. Hashem says, you're a fine person, I like you, brother. But tell me, do you think it's kedai for me to make you again, to have another year like the year we had last year? Is it kedai? What do you say? What do you say? Is it kedai to create a world for the nachas I have? If you're asking me, I really don't know. But I think you should, Hashem. Okay, maybe explain to me why. Let's go, explain to me why. What happened? Let's go. Explain. Hear what you have to say. Matzav is no good. Matzav is not poshut. Not poshut b'chlo. Why do we come? I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have an eitzah. Tamlichuni aleichem. Rosh Hashanah, the other mission said, Hashem Melech. If you scream, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech Lilam Vered, you mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means accepting as a Melech. Accepting a Melech, there's a Pekah Melech put it together. Then I can do what I want. Kolzman, you're not mamlech me, I can't do what I want. After Melech Mishpat Yamadoris. Mishpat is Mishpat. And Mishpat is big trouble. Mishpat is big trouble. If you're not Mamlech, I'm also Melech. What do you think? But if you're not Mamlech, I'm a Moshel. If I'm a Moshel, Melech Mishpat Yamadoyz. But if you're Mamlech me, then I can put it together. If you personally accept me as your king, I can put it together because he's my vassal. He's my vassal. Then we can start doing things. I'm a Kodbuch Rosh Hashanah. Say Malchi is the Choyne Shafis. Malchi is Kadesh Tam Lichuni Alech. The Choyne is Yal Zuchaych is Vichanech Lewats in the Fonai. But Mabe Shafer. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu said. That's the beauty of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we in Din, and the Matzav is not Poshut. And we know that the Matzav is not Poshut. And what do? We say, I'm forgetting about the Din. I have one job. I'm Mamlecha Kodesh Baruch Hu Besimcha. And we shout without less, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech Leilam Vored. V'ho Yashem Lemelech HaKol Ha'aretz. V'imu Yih Hashem Echol V'shmei Echol. That's the Amloch with Simcha, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha. Kaiso screams out Simcha. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, if I'm the Melech, then we can start doing things. Then I can give you a good year. Like we started. Rabbi Yoyi says that it took away all the generals and they seem to go on their own. That's how it is. If you don't, if every person personally does not mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's in trouble. The fact says, okay, everything okay, I have a shayfa, everything is okay, let's go. There's no big deal. When we get there, when you get to the door, and all of a sudden they tell us, listen, you have to mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Shefa is going to help you and everything's okay. We need you. If you're not Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I don't know what's going to be. That's our job for Rosh Hashanah. That's the Achonif Rosh Hashanah. Achonif Rosh Hashanah is to get ready to understand this. We're going to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our Simcha, that's our. Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem is. He doesn't need the world, doesn't need me, doesn't need anything, doesn't need our hamlocha. Hashem says, I love you so much, you be mamlech me. If you be mamlech me, my malchus will be shalem. If my malchus is shalem, I can help you. Ein melech b'le'om. So Pashas, you learn, ein melech b'le'om, because without a king, without an om, who's going to be melech on? I think that's much deeper than that. Because without the arm, who's going to be mamlechim? Not who's going to be melech on him. Who's going to be mamlechim? Because Baruch Hu says, it's not enough for me to be a melech. I want you to be mamlech me. I want my machl shleimo. Why? For you. If you're mamlech me, then I can be melech for you together. That's avodah Rosh Hashanah. Malchis. Malchis. The malech of Baruch Hu, shleimo, you are our king. You created the world. You want the world to be to run well. You want the world. You love the world. You do everything just to keep the world going. You make mishpat for the world. You are our melech. You are our melech. Which Baruch says, if you accept me as your melech, then everything melech pays together. You what we should have? Ksivah ksimat teva. You can bench your year of Kol Tu Baruch and Svegashmi, it's a year of Gula Shleim and Mahir and Bekoriv Mamish.
Instead of making personal bakashas in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, no. That when your children can be matzliach, you don't.
You say you can.
Yeah, should you?
Say you should. Say you should. But what I personally do is I tell my Talmidim when they ask me, I say, you ask a person about kosher and say, "B'toch kol klai yisrael," which means once you ask me for klai yisrael, so then I'm on the train. Once I'm on the train, I'm doing fine. The Magen has a marshal. That is Shaila. Like usually, he always says. He says there was once a father sent four boys to be yeshiva. One of them comes in one day to the post office, wants to send a telegram. Okay, so what do you want to write the telegram? "Dad, my watch broke. I need a new watch because Mashgiach is angry at me when I don't come to the davening. So I need a watch. Please send me a watch." Moshe got his pants tore. "Please send him a pair of pants." Yankel, he's very sick and he needs, the doctor said that he needs all kinds of medicines. So please send him medicines. Yehuda, he's also sick. The doctor said he's going to die. Please send tachrichim. Love, Reuven. So the fellow in the post office said, "Are you crazy? So what? Your father is going to get this telling you. What now he's going to do to you? Now he's going to do to you? So what is he going to do to me? I need a watch. And he needs pants. And he needs medicines. And he needs shrouds. He needs a tachrichim. What should I do? That's the matzah." So he says, "You have a brother that's about to die and you're asking for a watch? He was about to die and you're asking for a watch? That's what's in your mind? So what should I do? Mashgiach is screaming at me. I shouldn't have the watch. What should I do?" "So I'll give you an aid. Write a letter. Dad, we need you urgently. Come immediately. If Dad's going to come, everything will be taken care of. You're going to get your watch. He's going to get his fancy. And he won't need the shrouds. He'll take care of everything. So instead of asking every prater, we need you. Come. Because Baruch Hu comes, everything will be taken care of."
Shukach.